Hey, New Life Church, it's great to be with you today. We're talking about Luke chapter 20, starting in verse 9. It's called the parable of the tenant farmers. And what we see here is Jesus addressing the high priests and the scribes who had begun to take the word of God and manipulate it and twist it and use it for their own purposes. I don't know about you, but sometimes I have the temptation to want to do that myself. Sometimes I want to think, hey, I know this is what it says, but maybe could we loophole this a little bit? And that's what the high priests had been doing. See, they weren't supposed to own land, but they had become the largest landowners in Israel at this time. And not only that, they weren't paying tithes off the land. And so they had taken all of these different parts of the law and manipulated them to fit their own purposes. And so Jesus is addressing that here in this parable. I don't know about you, but sometimes when God asks me to do things, it's scary. And I realize that if nothing else, it might cost me a little pride or a little inconvenience to be fully obedient to God. And so Jesus is speaking here about their partial obedience. Their partial obedience. Because don't you know that partial obedience, try it with your kids. Like, I told you to do this, but you did this, but I sort of did this. How many times have you ran that around with your kids, if you have kids, if you're a parent? I know I have. And so what we see here is that Jesus is trying to call to account their hypocrisy and their grab for power. And so Jesus mentions this to them, and they even realize that he's speaking directly to them. And what they've done is they've taken things and they've done them their own way instead of being fully and completely obedient to the word of God. And I love this verse from James chapter 4, verse 17. It says, "Remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it." It's sin if you know you should do something and then you don't do it. When I read that passage, I think about the great humanist scholar Frank Sinatra. And he said this, he said, "I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way." I can't help it, I'm sorry, I speak fluent song lyrics, it happens. But that song pretty much sums up where the priests were in this and what Jesus was addressing was a heart that was not fully and completely obedient to the word of God and to who he is. Proverbs 14:12 says this, it says, "There's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to destruction." And so what is Jesus wanting from the chief priests and the scribes? And what is he wanting from you and me? He wants us to simply be obedient. Now that word may carry some negative connotations to you, but it really is a huge privilege for us to be able to be obedient to the creator of the universe. And if we, as followers of Christ, are to be like Christ, even Jesus himself said, "Lord, not my will, but your will be done." And he said, "The Son can do nothing apart from the Father, and he only does what he sees the Father doing." And then, "No servant is greater than his master." So if that's what Jesus did, that's what he's calling us to do today. And he never calls us to do something that he won't equip us to do. And I think about these two verses from Isaiah 66. They're really one of my life passages. It says this in the Message translation: "Heaven's my throne, the earth is my footstool. What sort of house could you build for me? What holiday spot reserved for me? I made all this, I own all this, God's decree, but there is something I'm looking for." Something I'm looking for. Pay attention to when God says he's looking for something. He says, "I'm looking for a person simple and plain, reverently responsive to what I say." We may not always be able to be the best at something. We may not be the most popular at something, the most well-known. But there is something that you and I can always do, and that's that we can choose to be simply, reverently responsive to what God says and asks us to do. So I ask you, what are you holding back from God? Where are you not being fully obedient to the word of God and to who Jesus is and who he's called you to be today?